Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Mrs. Green. Do you talk to your bank?
Is that Alan?
Yes, ma'am. This is Alan DeCosta.
Yes, I had a terrible time.
What happened, ma'am?
Well, this SMS that you gave me, 231266, they say that changes every time I buy something.
Okay.
Is that right? Does it change every time?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Sorry?
What they tell you? Can you repeat it one more time, ma'am?
The girl on the phone told me that she had reactivated my SMS.
Okay.
You gave me SMS as 231266. But she says that changes with every account.
Okay. The thing is that, ma'am, you can see that when you try to log into your bank, it's telling you your bank is suspended. So when you called your bank lady tells you that your bank is active right now, right?
Yes. She tells me that.
She tells you, see, that the bank was active right now? Did she tell
yes.
you?
Yes.
And did they ask you any of your card number or any of the customer ID, anything like that?
Yes, they asked me a lot of questions.
What sort of question they asked you, ma'am? What type of question?
My full name, my date of birth.
Okay.
That's
a normal question, right, ma'am? And I do believe that you've given the right answer, right? Can you do one thing, ma'am? Swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. First put the phone on speaker, ma'am, okay? First put the phone on speaker. Then swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Bottom to top.
Yes. Calm yourself. Now just try to swipe the screen from bottom to top. And do you see any desk? The red and the white diamond colored application, any desk?
No, not yet.
Okay, what you can see?
It's got the app store. It's come up with some.
Okay, you got an app store. Close the app store, ma'am. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. And close the app store. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Close the app store.
You need to swipe the screen, ma'am. You need to follow my words, okay? Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
It won't do it, right? From bottom to top, it won't do it. But I am on the first page.
Okay, on the first of the page. Now do one thing, swipe the screen right to left. Swipe the screen right to left. Where you can see Westpac, just beside that you can see any desk. The red and the white diamond color application where you can see the cancellation.
Yes, I found any desk.
Open that.
Yes.
And you can see the number, right?
425043.
Wait for a second. You need to do the same thing, ma'am, as you've done before, okay? Wait for a second. I am aware of that risk and give a click on accept. Click on I am aware. Go to the very bottom down. Do you see I am aware of that risk? Do you see that?
I've pressed the red button.
Yes. Pick that box. Give a click on accept.
Accept. I've pressed the box.
Yes. Click on accept.
Support desk. I accept.
Yes. Click on accept.
Screen broadcast any desk. Start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. Click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see the countdown start, don't touch anywhere. And your bank has given you some password or any ID, anything like that?
No, they didn't change anything.
They didn't change anything, right? Okay, do one thing. Swipe the screen from bottom to top, ma'am. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Two times. Two times. Now, do you see Westpac? Yes, click on Westpac. If you can see Westpac, click on Westpac.
Yes.
Now, have a look on the very top left-hand corner. Do you see the arrow is pointing leftward? Click on that arrow.
Yes.
Now, try to put the password and give a click on sign in. Try
yes,
that. Try to put the password and give a click on sign in.
Incorrect.
Okay. Click on OK. Click on OK. Click on OK. Do you see forgot customer ID? Click on that. Forgot customer ID.
Sorry?
Do you see forgot customer ID or password? Click on that. Click on forgot password. Yes. And your customer ID is correct, right?
So it's come up. Provide your details.
Yes, put your customer ID and put your date of birth. And put the right customer ID, ma'am, okay?
Wait a minute. Don't confuse me.
Sorry.
Now, the date of birth one, I didn't do very well.
Yes, click on 2023. Click on 2023.
Yes.
Now select your year. As you're telling me, it was maybe 23rd of December, right? 1942.
Yes.
Correct, right?
Yes,
I'm correct.
I put it as the third.
Okay, do one thing, ma'am. Click on December.
I can't get the day, Alan.
Relax. First select December only. Select December. Just select the December. Wait. Now select the year. Wait. Select the year. Now give a click on done. Done. Now click on the 3rd of December one more time. I will help you, ma'am. Click on 3rd of December one more time. Now select 23, what the date you have. Now click on done.
Yeah.
You were too smart, ma'am, but just you need a guidance. Give a click on next. Now swipe the screen from bottom to top. So I will help you. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
It says forgot password. We don't do that.
Okay. No, don't do anything. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Now open your message, ma'am. Open your messages. You received a new message. Open a message. Write down the... okay, I will help you, okay? Now swipe the screen from bottom to top again. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
I've received a message. Do not share this code.
Okay. Swipe the screen from bottom to top again, ma'am.
Alan, it's a different code.
That's correct, ma'am. Every time for your security, they will send you a new code, okay? So now open the Westpac.
Alan, I've gone back to the first page again.
Okay.
Now
put the code 118. Put the code 118.
This is the SM code.
Yeah, I will give you a code, okay? Put the code 11.
In the SM code?
Yes, in the SMS code.
Put 118.
992. You need to put on your mobile, okay? Where you can see SMS code.
Then I put it in and I click next.
Yes, click on next.
Create a password.
Now it says, yes, now create a new password, okay? And first I want you to write down the password on the piece of paper, then you need to put on your mobile, okay? So you're not going to forget the password, okay, ma'am?
Why am I having another password?
Because your old password, you forgot that password. That's the reason you are creating a new password, okay? So create a new password. First write down the password on the piece of paper.
What? My old three.
Yes?
I don't understand what you're wanting me to do. Create a password, what for? What's the password for? Alan? Alan?
Yes, I'm here.
What is the password for? What's the password for?
It's for your Westpac bank, ma'am, okay? As you'd see, ma'am, when you try to log into your bank, it's telling you incorrect password, right? So that's the reason you are creating a new password so you can remember. That's the reason I'm telling you, first write down the password on a piece of paper, then put on your computer, on your mobile, okay?
And it's a three-letter password, is it?
No. It's an alphanumerical password. I'm giving you the example. You can put the password like Sydney7298 or America@321. You need to create a password from your side, okay?
To be used every time I go into the bank.
Yes. When you try to log into a bank, you need to put that password, okay? So put the password, create a password. Can I give you the password, ma'am?
I've got a four-letter password now, and you want me to make it six?
Oh, okay, can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you swipe the screen from bottom to top and open the red color application any desk, the red and the white diamond color application?
Alan, we're not getting anywhere here. You asked me to create a password. Now you're asking me to go to application.
Please give me one minute. I want you to swipe the screen from bottom to top. Do not close this page. Just swipe the screen from bottom to top, okay? I will let you know what you need to do. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. And do you see the red and the white diamond color application any desk?
No, it's got screen broadcasting. Live broadcast to any desk has stopped due to the session was closed by the remote user.
Okay.
Okay, go to application.
Click on go to application.
Yes, we're right on that. On my application.
And you can see the number, right? You need to do the same thing, ma'am, as you've done before. In a straight way, okay? Click on I'm aware.
Wait a minute, Alan. It's gone to security.
Yes, go to the very bottom down. Tick that box.
Yes.
I am aware of that risk. Click on accept.
Yes.
Click on accept. And then give a click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere, okay? Don't touch anywhere. Now swipe the screen from bottom to top. Swipe the screen from bottom to top 2 times.
And we're back to the same old number, which I have no idea.
Again, swipe the screen from bottom to top.
I've done that. Again, you want me to do it again?
Yes, Mrs. Glenn, again. Now click on Westpac. Click on Westpac, if you can see Westpac.
Yes.
Now click on the password. So you can see that it's telling you a password requires 6 characters. Include at least one number. So you are handy with a piece of paper right now, right, ma'am?
Yeah, I've got the piece of paper.
Okay. Write down the password. It will be capital W. The first letter will be capital W.
Capital W. But we had a password. We did a new SM number. I don't understand.
Let me tell you. Please relax. when you try to put that password on that time, it's telling you incorrect password, right? So as on that time your bank was not active, that's the reason the password is not taking. Now you need to create a new password for you, okay?
Okay, and you want me to put a W in it?
A capital W. No need to put on your mobile right now. First write down on the piece of paper, okay? So you're
yes.
not going to forget. It will be capital W.
Yep.
Then small e.
Yep.
Then small l as in Lima.
Yes.
Then small c as in Charlie.
Yes.
Small O as in Oscar.
Yes.
Small M as in mother.
And small A.
M as in Maddie. M as in mother. M as in mango.
So you've got W-E-L-C-O-M-M?
No, just one M. After M, after M it will be E as in Edward E.
Yes.
Then it will be, give me 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Then number one.
Welcome one.
One. After one, number nine. Number four. Number three.
Welcome 1943. And that's
yes.
That's been my password.
Yes, put on your mobile. Do you written down on the piece of paper, ma'am?
Yes.
Now,
you need...
Yes, ma'am.
So the W is not a capital letter.
W is a capital one, ma'am. W will be capital, then all in lower cases. After that, W is in capital, then small e, small l, small e.
Alan, did you make this up for me, did you?
Beg your pardon?
Did you make this password up for me?
Yeah, this is a strong password you need to put on your mobile now, okay? And don't share this password to anyone.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Put a...
It's not put them all, it's too many letters.
Yes, I understand. Try to do it slowly, okay? I will not confuse you. Just try to do it slowly.
No, you can only have six.
It's only have a six, right? Do one thing, ma'am. I'm giving you the new password one more time, okay? It will be capital W.
Yeah, but if there's only six spaces and you've given me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, I'm giving you a six number, six digit, okay? Write down again, capital W, small e,
yeah.
The small l.
Yes.
Small L. It is 2L, okay? 2L.
2L.
Then 4, 5.
So it's a capital L, 4, 5.
Yes, you are right.
Yes.
It will be 6. Now, do you see re-enter? Click on that, re-enter.
And I have to re-enter it.
Yes. The same one. Click on the re-enter. And it will be same. Capital W, small e, small l, 4, 5. Now give a
yes.
click on next. Give a click on next.
We're unable to reset your password. Can't complete forgotten password. We're unable to reset your password.
Click on done. Click on done.
Yep. Go down to password.
No, no, not that password. Ma'am, you can see it's not taking. Can you do one thing, ma'am? Click on forgot customer ID one more time. Click on forgot customer ID.
How do I get back there?
Okay, do you see on the very bottom, forgot customer ID or password? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Click on that. Do you see forgot password? Click on forgot password.
Yep.
Put your customer ID.
Yep.
Do it. You're putting your customer ID?
Yes. Now we have to do this.
One time only, the last time. Put your customer ID.
So I have to go to December.
Do you see any changes?
No,
Do you see go to application?
Alan, it's come up as the 3rd of December, so I have to go back to that.
Yes, click on 2023.
Click on
2023. Okay.
2023. I don't know what you're talking about. I'll put the customer number and I'll
get it. Yes.
13.
Okay.
Reset.
Okay, Mrs. Glynn, do one thing. Swipe the screen from bottom to top, okay? Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Now you can see the red color AnyDesk. Open that for AnyDesk.
Yes.
And you can see the number.
Yes.
Okay, wait for a second. You need to do the same thing if you can see that.
I can't remember.
Okay, do you see? Oh, no, I understand. No need to worry. Do you see I am aware of that risk?
Yes.
Click on that and give a click on accept.
Yes, it's coming.
Click on accept one more time and then start broadcast. Click on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere. Now, when you've done that, Mrs. Glynn, do one thing. I want you to simply, when you get to see a countdown start, like 1, 2, 3, 4, just let me know.
It's still going on any desk, so I've done something wrong.
What is the thing you can see there, ma'am?
Live cast, broadcast, or any desk has stopped due to...
Click on go to application. Click on go to application.
Please understand, Alan, I'm getting very, very tired.
Just give me your 5 minutes, last 5 minutes, then I'm not asking you more than that, okay? Click on go to application. Click on go to application.
Yeah, the numbers come up.
Please try to do it one more time, okay? Click on I'm aware of that risk. Do you see start broadcast? What you can see, tell me.
I've clicked on I am aware of the risk, and now I've clicked on access.
Yes. Yes.
And then it's come up with, would you like to view your desk?
You want to accept?
Now, I go to start broadcast.
Yes, two times. Three times. When you get to see a countdown start, please let me know.
But it's still on any desk.
Do you tap on start broadcast?
Here we are.
Don't do anything. Now swipe the screen from bottom to top. Again swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Yes, the numbers come up.
Again swipe the screen, ma'am. Again swipe the screen. Now open the waste pack.
Yeah.
Now click on 23. If you can see 23, click on 23. Now give a click on done. Click on done. Click on next. This time we need to do it as soon as possible. Okay. Now swipe the screen from bottom to top. Now open the message box.
I Open what?
Messages. Open messages.
Open.
Message. Or text message where you receive the code. Okay. Open message box.
Yes.
Now, swipe the screen right to left. Swipe the screen right to left. Come out from this page, ma'am. Okay. Okay. Wait.
Yes.
Now go back. Yes. Yes. Now go back to your home screen. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Swipe the screen from bottom to top, ma'am. Okay.
Yes.
Now open the Westpac. Open the Westpac.
Yes.
Now put the code 750720.
What's 720? Where's that come from? We haven't had that before.
Yeah, but every time it changes for your security, so no one can you take your money out. Okay. So put number 750.
750, is it?
Yes, 750.
In the SMS code.
Yes, in the SMS code. It's DC from messages on the 750, then 720. 720.
So I've got 750. Now you want me to put 720.
Yes, put that.
7720.
Now click on next. Click on next.
I'm just going to write that down first. 750.
I will give you after some time also. I will give you each and everything. Give a click on next. Otherwise, again, you need to do that. Okay. Now, click on the password. Click on the password. Password. I'm giving you the password. The first letter will be capital W. Then small e. The first letter will be capital W, then small E, then small L. Small L.
Yes.
4-5.
Now, have I got that written down anywhere?
I will give you, I will help you. Now, give a click on re-enter. Give a click on re-enter.
Yes.
Now, put capital W, small E, small L, small L.
Yes.
4-5. Click on next.
Wait a minute, I've got to write this down.
First, give a click on next. Then I will tell you when you need to write down the piece of paper. Okay.
Okay. Your
now, you've done that. Give a click on done. 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 Okay, give a click on done. Give a click on done one more time.
Sorry?
Give a click on done. Give a click on done.
Give us one more. It's come up with unable to proceed.
No, it's done, ma'am. It's done. Now give a click on done. I will show you. Give a click on done. Now put the password there. Capital W. You can see. Put the password capital W. Small E, small L, 4-5, then give a click on sign in. Now wait, do you see turn on? Click on turn on.
Yes.
Click on turn on. Click on continue, click on continue. Click on continue. Now click on next, click on next. Click on next. Click on next one more time. Again, give a click on next.
It says done.
Click on done. Click on done. Now scroll up, ma'am, a little bit. Scroll up. Ma'am, wait. Scroll up, ma'am, scroll up. Wait, ma'am, don't touch anywhere. Scroll up, ma'am, little bit. Scroll up, little bit. Scroll up, ma'am. Scroll up, not bottom. Scroll up.
Up. Yeah. Up.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm moving the screen up. Can't go any further.
Go to the top, ma'am. Scroll up, okay? Go to the top. Swipe the screen. Yes. Now wait. Now scroll down little bit. Scroll down little bit. Scroll down. Scroll down. Down, ma'am. Not up. Scroll down. Scroll up, ma'am. Yeah. Scroll up. Scroll up little bit. Wait. Now wait. 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 Wait, ma'am. Now do one thing, ma'am. Write down the balance on the piece of paper, okay? Write down the balance on the piece of paper.
The balance?
Yes, the available balance. Yeah, of your banking. Write down on the piece of paper.
Yes.
You done that?
Yes.
Now simply log out, okay? If you done that.
Log out. Okay. Yes. We log.
So swipe the screen from bottom to top. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Yes.
Now wait, ma'am. Just give me 1 minute. Now what we are going to do, ma'am? We are going to cancel the transaction and we are going to refund your bank. Okay?
I'm trying to cancel all of that.
Hi there, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. Now, what we are going to do, ma'am, as you can understand, those fraudsters used your personal details. So, what we are going to do, ma'am, we are simply going ahead and we are blocking all those fraudsters who is trying to use your personal details, okay? And after that, we are going to provide you the security and we are going to refund your money back, okay?
I thought we'd already done that. This is going on too long, Alan. I've got to get asleep soon.
I understand, ma'am, but you need to understand. The time was taken to call your bank only, right? To secure your bank only. Right now, we need to block all those persons. Right now, your account is secured, and you've got a secure password for that, right?
And Alan,
you need to. Yes, tell me.
Does this usually take this long to do? I feel as if I'm being scammed. It's taking too long.
Let me tell you, Mrs. Glynn. What happened right now, your personal details is used by some person and after that they're just trying to take your money. So we have a certain rules and regulation. First, we need to go ahead and secure your banking details. Right now, we secured your banking details, right? Now, what we need to do, ma'am, we need to go ahead and block all those person who is trying to use your details. After blocking all those person, what we need to do, ma'am, we need to refund your money back. So, do you understand, ma'am?
Yes.
So, I understand your concern, ma'am, that it's taking long time, more than expected, okay?
Well, how much more longer? How much longer?
That's the reason, ma'am, what we are doing, ma'am. We are simply going ahead and blocking all those person, okay? I will connect to this call to my manager, and my manager will help you to cancel each and everything as soon as possible.
I thought we'd done all that. I don't know what we've been doing.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, right now I just talked with my senior supervisor from anti-fraud department, okay? What they tell me, ma'am, it will not take long time. What they will do, they will help you to block all those person and get your back, refund back. So you are not going to face any problem and you are not going to be so long with me, okay? So what I will do, ma'am, I will simply connect this call to our anti-fraud department in next 2 minutes. If you want to have a glass of water, ma'am, please go ahead and have a glass of water, okay? Please.
Okay.
Please, ma'am. And please try to cooperate with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Please. Not a problem. It's my duty, ma'am. It's my... I'm getting paid for that only.
Where are you, Alan?
I'm in right now in Melbourne, ma'am. 242 Exhibition Street, Melbourne, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Just have a glass of water, ma'am. I'm just talking with my anti-fraud department, okay?
Okay, will do. Anything else?
Okay. You back, ma'am?
Yes, I'm back.
Now open the red color any desk, ma'am. Open the red color any desk where you can see the 9-digit number. The red color, red and the white diamond color application. Open that.
Yes.
Now wait, ma'am. I do believe that on the piece of paper you written down my name, my job ID, and the banking password also, right?
Alan DeCosta, job ID 70221.
And your banking password also, which is capital W, small e, LL45, right?
Yes.
Now wait for a second, ma'am. I will just connecting this call to my anti-fraud department, who will help you in a proper way as soon as possible, so you are going to get a secure things, okay? No need to be frustrated. As you cooperate with me, I request you, ma'am, as you're like my grandmother, please try to cooperate with him, ma'am, so he can help you. I don't want you to be in trouble, okay? I want you to I want a happy face on after this call, that you are smiling that after end of this call, okay? Now wait for a second, ma'am. Again, shortly you are going to get a security warning. Do you see that?
Screen broadcasting, live broadcast to any tap
on
stop.
Click on go to application. Click on go to application.
Yeah. I am aware of the risk.
Yes, tick that box and give a click on accept. Click on accept. And again give a click on accept.
Yes, and go to start broadcast.
Yes, tap on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start, just let me know, okay? Do you see any countdown?
Showing countdown.
You can see a countdown, right?
Yeah, the little circle is still going round.
Now, what I will do, ma'am, I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am, I need to like hang up the call because my senior supervisor, from the anti-fraud department, they are going to help you and they are going to guide you as soon as possible so you can cancel the transaction, okay?
So will they ring me back, will they?
Yes, yes. And I'm telling you, ma'am, as you like my grandmother, I want to see a happy face on you. So please try to cooperate with him so he can help you, okay? Just cooperate with him, ma'am. They're not going to, like, they are the very nice person, okay? They are not a rude person. So please cooperate with me for me only, okay?
How long do you reckon I'll have to wait for him to ring me?
Just 1 minute, okay? And hanging up the call, you will get a call in next 1 minute, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Bye.